Good afternoon and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy. I'm joined for this afternoon show by two of my brother knights, Mr. Art O'Day and Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Let's begin, as we always do, guys, with the prayer to St. Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
St. Michael, the Archangel,
defend us in battle.
Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Got 2 degrees. I had actually 3 degrees. We're going to do 2 on first and a second degree, or an admission and formation degree, on this Sunday, the 24th. And the degrees are going to be held at the St. Matthew's Parish Center up in Dauphin, 607 Stony Creek Drive. Candidates should arrive no later than 12:30. The first degree will begin at 1 o'clock and will be followed by the second degree. And then on Tuesday, the 26th, an admission degree will be held up at St. Patrick Council, 4057. And they're going to be at 87 Marsh Drive up in Carlisle. Candidates should arrive no later than 7, and the degree is to begin at 7:30. And that's that, Michael.
Yeah, we're a little behind on that. So if you have an opportunity to bring in any more knights, it would be greatly appreciated. Right now we have approximately 300 councils in the state of Pennsylvania, and that's out of 525 active that have not yet recruited even one member. And like I said, it's just a little hard to believe. So keep that in mind. Try to do what you can to bring in membership, because let's face it, you can't be a knight unless you're a Catholic, and you can't be a Catholic if you're not adhering to your faith. Art was here telling us, Joseph, that he's going to liven it up.
I am.
Yes, he is. He's going to tell us why and how and when prayer to St. Michael came into being.
Well, I think it's very fortuitous that we start, or you guys, because I'm usually not here, you know, start the night talk with the prayer to St. Michael. I understand the bishop has announced that he wants the St. Michael prayer to be said at Mass, the end of Mass, throughout the diocese, and that's a wonderful thing. I kind of hope that people heard Joe's telephone go over the air when it said message from the dark side, because, you know, that's what happened to Pope Leo XIII back in 1884. I believe it was right after he had celebrated the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. He was struck, almost paralyzed, and he turned ashen white, and he just stood there almost in a catatonic state for quite a while. And then after he had come to, he had told that he had seen a frightening vision of evil spirits trying to fulfill Satan's boast to destroy our Lord's church, the Catholic Church, within a century. And he saw the church battling fierce attacks against Satan. The pontiff also saw St. Michael casting Satan, also known as the devil, uh-huh, right, and his demons back into hell in his vision, and he was horrified by what he saw, and he felt compelled to help defend the faith in the struggle, and then he composed the St. Michael prayer, and he had ordained that that prayer should be said at the end of every Mass. It wasn't until the 1960s that the church decided that, you know, it wouldn't be done, and it's a real blessing, I think, that our bishop has brought back the St. Michael prayer to be said. You know, because I think one of the greatest camouflages that the devil has is the belief today on so many people that he doesn't exist. You know, but if each one of us, I mean, especially men, I mean, how many of us knights, we call ourselves knights, right? Knights are meant to withstand attack, you know, to stand and defend, right? And, you know, we have our own internal battles, our own darknesses inside. You know, St. Peter said in his epistle, he said, be sober and alert, because your adversary, the devil, is like a roaring lion going about the world seeking the ruin of souls, or seeking whom he can devour. And, you know, and against those attacks, St. Paul tells us to put on the armor of Christ. And one of the armors of Christ is the armor of prayer, you know. And this is a beautiful prayer that Saint Leo the 13th gave. I want to call him Saint Leo the 13th because this man I think should be canonized in my humble opinion. I mean, the guy was aptly named. I mean, Leo, he was a lion, you know, and he brought the people back to prayer. I mean, he wrote more encyclicals on praying the rosary more than any pope. And then he had this vision and he gave us this wonderful prayer. You know, Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. And you know, just look around us today. I mean, what the battle is going on. I know that because of the attacks that the Catholic Church is going through these days, I know for sure that this church has got the grace of God in there, because the devil would not be attacking this church as strongly as he has. He failed in the 20th century, and now he's going to try again in the 21st century. Pray this prayer. You know, pick up the rosary. Pray the rosary. I mean, that's our defense. That's our armor. You know, they think of them as weapons against the power of evil. You know, there is a devil, and the devil is seeking to destroy souls.
Well, if you even look at, you know, Fatima, as the Catholic Church was being denigrated and lessened through the uses of communism, whether we're talking about Mother Russia or any
right.
communist organization, Our Lady realized that we needed the help, and that's when Fatima occurred. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you're seeing. I think you're correct in mentioning the fact that our bishop has realized that, you know, even if you just look at some of the things that have happened recently, the priest with the abuse of children and the like, the fact that now it's not even abortion anymore, it's infanticide.
Right.
I mean, you can just kill a baby. It just doesn't matter. And I think if you look at that, I think there is a call to prayer. And I agree with you that out of all the saints that are out there and all the intercessions that we can have, the two that we have to look at is Saint Michael, because he is a protector and a defender, and our Blessed Virgin, because without her there is no intercession to her Son. Mm-hmm. And without her Son there is no way we ever get to the Father and to heaven. So I think that I think this is the time that we need to wake up. We need to get a prayer life. And I, for one, am happy. I mean, I've been to the cathedral where Father Brahmer was doing this for a while, this prayer to St. Michael. And I know that our parish is now picked up on it. We do it every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
Yeah, we do it now, I guess, the past two Sundays. And since the bishop has put the letter out, and we're getting into that. And I think even when you see the people say the prayer, you know, the first time when you look in the back of the prayer book and you say it, mm-hmm. you know, you kind of... Now people are into it. There's actually a desire to say the prayer, so I think mm-hmm. that's important.
Mm-hmm. And that in the rosary, I mean, how many times have people said there's a lot to be said for the power of prayer?
Right.
You know, I mean, you know, if you haven't got a prayer life, at least start saying the rosary. You know, go find yourself a spiritual director, for lack of a better term. I mean, I have guys that I rely on mm-hmm. that are priests or deacon, I've called them and said, you know, can you meet me? Can we go get a beer and sit and talk?
Sure.
You know, and yeah, you need, because you're not going to be the best you can be all the time. Well, I mean, none of us walk on water.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You know, that's the reality of the situation. None of us is getting out of this world alive. So be the best you can be, and by that I mean get your prayer life in order, get your married life in order, whatever it happens to be, you're right on down the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be the best you that you can be.
You know, it's like, you know, you brought up, you know, something that just what you were talking, Joe, made me think of the sacraments in the church. And ask yourself, why do we have the sacraments? I mean, you know, the sacraments affect what they signify. You know, so if you look at baptism, you have the washing with water.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is actually washing away original sin from the soul of that person, of that baby that's being baptized. You know, Holy Eucharist, you know, we believe with all our hearts and souls and will that's the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And there is confession for those of us that, you know, that fall from time to time. You know, so again, thank you, Bishop, for reinstating the St. Michael prayer.
There you go. There you go. Michael, you had...
always something.
Well, no, I saw but, the one letter laying there.
One of the things that we're... one of the things we're looking at is we had an opportunity during this year, and I always have trouble with this name, so I'm going to let either one of you two say it.
St. John Vianney.
There you go. And there's some words I just have trouble pronouncing, and that happens to be one of them. We had the opportunity. His heart, a first-class relic, is coming through. And we actually didn't get an opportunity. We had an opportunity, but we failed to carry through on it. And the good news is the relic is coming back, I think, the week of the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th of April. So if you're a priest out there and you happen to be listening to the show and you would like to have the relic at your place, let us know. Call the state deputy or call the radio station, call me. I think everybody knows my phone number, unfortunately. to do it, and because I think it's an opportunity again, just as Art and Joe have been saying, I mean, our prayer life is important, and this is one more little aspect of it. And he was a parish priest, I guess, and that
oh, he was, and he's a patron saint of priests.
Yeah, and that that makes priest, it yeah. important because he was on the front lines. He was the one that was assisting St. Michael in defending us against Satan because, mm-hmm. as Art so aptly pointed out, without our sacraments, who are we? And without the priest, there are no sacraments.
That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
There you go, guys. It doesn't get any better. It's plain and simple.
I was going to say, I don't think it just gets any more honest. I mean, that's really and truly what it is.
Yeah.
Without our priest, we have no faith. We have our religion is gone.
Mike, your offer to priests, to open their parish to accepting the relic of St. John Vianney would be quite a blessing to that priest.
Yeah.
He is the patron saint of priests. And to house, the first class relic of his heart in a parish, would be such a blessing. You're asking this great saint, to bless your ministry.
And there you go. Let's hold that thought, guys. We're up against a hard break. The music's playing in my ears. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and as I said at the top of the show, I'm joined by two of my brother knights, Mr. Art O'Day and Mr. Mike Yakubik. Good afternoon again, guys.
Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Joseph.
Before we go any farther, we're coming up fast on the deadline for our annual dinner, the benefit dinner. The dinner is March the 1st at the Sheridan Harrisburg Hershey Hotel, 4650 Lindell Road. Cocktail hour will be at 6, dinner's at 7. Our Knights of Columbus in the area here are the grand sponsors of this. The ticket deadline is the 25th. So you guys, we're recording this show on the 21st. So you've got now, as of today, 4 days. And it will be less than that on Saturday. So go to our station webpage at 720whyf.com. And there are information there and instructions there on how you can get tickets. Worst case scenario is give us a call here at the studio and we'll hook you up with everything you need at 717-525-8110. If it happens to go to voicemail, leave a message. We will get it and get back to you. Michael.
Yeah, we did go out to all the councils and the district deputies asking for sponsorship so that we could be able to make sure that the money that comes into Holy Family Radio is pure profit from those individuals that come to the dinner. So my brothers, I know that in some instances the councils weren't able to give as much as they gave last year. In other instances, we just don't have a response yet. So if your meeting was canceled or held up, just know that you can send in your sponsorship after the fact. In order to be fair to everyone, since we went out a little bit later this year, we're going to have all the councils that sponsored last year, we will keep their names on the board that they sponsored this year. So if you get an opportunity, we'd really appreciate it if you're able to send in your sponsorships. It'd be greatly appreciated.
And God knows we appreciate it, Michael, the station, you know that.
You know, we're kind of happy from the Knights perspective, the fact that if you look at all the Catholic radio stations in the jurisdiction, this is the only one that actually has a show devoted to the Knights of Columbus. And that's kind of important to us because it gives us an opportunity to get the word out to not just our members, but to all Catholics that are within the listening. So we do appreciate it. And along those lines, we're going to do some commercials. and this is something that's coming up. It's the free throw. Our free throws, as you know, they start out at the council level, and there is no limit on this. We don't say, you know, it's Catholic boys and Catholic girls. It's any boy and girl who would like to participate in free throw. I mean, that's not what it's about. It's about community. It's about letting children show their skills, whether they're Catholic or not. It has nothing to do with that. And it starts at the council level, and then from there, the winners of each council go to the winner or to the district that they're in. Then the district winners, they all get together and they go to the regionals, and that's where we're at now. And the first regional that was going to be popping up is the Central West, and their regional will be Sunday, February 24th. It will be at the Greenville High School in Greenville, Pennsylvania. So that's, again, Sunday, February 24th. Then after that, the rest of them are really big time. We will start with ours first. The Central East Regional Free Throw will be held on Saturday, March 2nd. And we'll be at St. Patrick's School over on Marsh Drive in Carlisle, and that'll start at 12 o'clock. You can check the state calendar for these, and it'll be there. All the other four regionals are all going to be held March 2nd. The North East Regional will be at Lourdes High School in Cole Township, Pennsylvania, which is Shamokin.
I was going to say, Shamokin area,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, same thing, Mount Carmel area. They're all there. That'll be March 2nd again, and that's at Lourdes, and they're at 2001 Roth Avenue. And then the West will be, West Regional is at St. Joseph High School at Natrona Heights, Pennsylvania, and again, that's March 2nd. All of these are occurring the same day. The big thing to remember is if your child won a district, they must attend the regional for competition in order to come to the state tournament. So just keep that in mind. Then we're going to do the last one is, that's it. Yeah, the other thing I have on here is, and this is just something if you happen to be hanging out, if you're in Erie, Pennsylvania, there is a men's conference. It's at Our Lady of Peace in Erie, Pennsylvania. I'm popping up my calendar, and it shows me everything that's on here. And that's going to be, again, in Erie. Let me look at one other thing because I don't want to mess these dates up for you. And I know we've got a little dead time here. And this is the state free throw. State free throw, you must be a regional winner. Please do not come if you are not a regional winner because you will not be able to compete. And the location is going to be Trinity High School on March 16th. And that's at 3602 Simpson Ferry Road in Camp Hill.
Right down the street from
there
where we're
is.
Sitting right now, yes.
And registrations from 11 o'clock till 11:45, with competition starting at 12.
And that's always good, and we always need volunteers down there. So
And it's a good time. I think it's a lot of fun watching these young people throw baskets, throw free throws, because I tell you, some of them are amazing. I mean, we've had kids get 23 out of 25.
Really?
And with the competition,
a lot of those,
that's
nothing
tough
but net.
Because everybody's,
nothing but net.
Everybody's yelling at you and screaming, but it's pretty exciting and it's fun to watch. I know Art was saying that he will be glad to assist Once they have hockey, right?
Once they have hockey. Yeah.
Or once the hockey shootout. That's not going to happen. But
there's nothing more exciting than a penalty shot.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. We'll be doing penalty shots. You know, that's not too far from the truth. I mean, there's more stuff going on geared toward youth. You know, with the everything we do from Camp Kirkenwald to the free throw. I mean, you know, someplace there might be some hockey and stuff going on right now.
Oh, I'm sure there are. I would assume that if you were a state council in Minnesota, you probably have something going on with hockey. I mean,
pardon? We do soccer.
Yeah, we do soccer.
Yeah, and soccer and the free throw.
But I'm sure. I'll tell you the truth. Just telling stories, but. When I was in the military, we had a guy, and I wish I could think of his name, but I honestly can't. Everybody from Philadelphia and everything, we were all talking football. Mm-hmm. And he was from Minnesota, and they didn't have a football team. They had a hockey team.
Right.
And he was saying, he said, we had a hockey team. And I said, wait, what kind of? I said, only girls play hockey. Huh? And that's because of field hockey, you know? He says, no. He says, hockey with a stick. And I'll be honest with you, I had never gone to a hockey game in my life.
Really?
Yeah, and this is like 1968, and I'd never gone to a hockey game. I was just totally ignorant. You know, I knew that they did the pros, but I just did not know it was at a high school. I just had no idea.
And it depends on the area of the country and where you're from, I think. Soccer is big in some areas. Hockey is big in other areas. Or football.
Well,
whatever.
I think soccer's growing more and more common because of football and the injuries. I mean, I think that's really why you're seeing soccer. But I never knew about hockey.
Well, hockey's great. I mean, I grew up in the Northeast, and I mean, I'll belay my age here. I mean,
from the accent?
It was, you know, there was only six teams in the NHL, you know, and Bobby Orr was big. And, you know, our parish priest, Father Chase, was very, very good friends with Bobby Orr. And, you know, he would get invited in to when they were doing like, you know, just a scrub game, you know, with the Bruins. Father Chase would get invited down and he would play with them. He got a few ice skates from Bobby Orr, and he'd have them bronze, and of course he would raffle them off at the bazaar or something like that, make some money. But you know, hockey was big, you know, and I was surprised to see that it's not that big in this area. I was, you know, I mean, they had some.
Yeah, and we do. I mean, we have the Hershey Bears. I mean, I go over and I see the Bears now, but I'll be honest with you, in the 60s, the only thing I ever thought about going to Hershey Stadium for was either football for the playoffs, or you'd go over there for the Harlem Globetrotters when they came in. Yeah, they'd come in, and you know, it was always a fun time. Our basketball team would come down, and we'd come down on cars. And
when you think about how that's changed over the years, too. We used all the different, you know, divisions and what have you. We had class A, B, and C. I'm going back 60 to 64 now, okay? Statewide, you had a class A champion, a class B, and a class C. And look at how many champions. I mean, you got every team in the area going over here until I get down to the, you know, actually going to Hershey and playing on the Giants.
Well, that's just like, I'll tell you what gets me is baseball. Baseball, I mean, you know, you can go to a team. And let's say you have a favorite team. And I haven't liked the Yankees. I hear the boos already.
Red Sox fan, Michael. But I'll say the same Michael's prayer for you.
But the Yankees, you could go to 60 of their games, and they could lose all 60 and still become the champs. Because that means they're going to win 102.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just things have changed so much. I mean, there's no stopping of seasons.
Yeah.
Baseball is going on the same time football is going on, the same time hockey is going on, the same time basketball is going on.
Right. Pretty much.
It's a lot of overlap.
Yeah.
A lot of overlap. We're in spring training now, baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hockey's still going on, and it's just something. It just, I guess that's part of the reason why we live in the society we live in now. Everything has to be gratification, instant, and everything lasts forever. I mean, there's no ending of seasons. We're such a busy lifestyle.
Let me get everybody away from sports and back on track, because our Holy Father, the bishops are in Rome, and they're discussing the abuse scandal that's going on right now. The Knights are saying a 9-day novena.
Okay.
And I know Mike sent the whole novena out to the district deputies and the Grand Knights of the Councils. Get your copies. If you're a knight, you've got it from Supreme as well. Say the prayers. Pray for them that we get through this and get out of it and do what they're supposed to do to clean this mess up once and for all.
Yeah, and to all those out there, it's a prayer for the victims. And mm-hmm. And it actually started yesterday, was the first day of the novena. But if you're in the listening area, you can go to kfc.org, the Supreme website, and it actually shows up on the first page.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Guys, I want to thank you for coming in and spending an afternoon here with me, taping the show for Night Talk, along with Mike and Art. I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening, and God bless.